Welcome to the Just Geronda Experience. My name is Geronda, founder of the Just Geronda program. I'm a psychic medium, oracle, and life transformation mentor. I help people connect with spirit and get themselves all the way together. This space is for everyone ready to rewrite their life story, and all are welcome. I'll beam into your mind with channel messages from my spirit team, authentic, heartfelt interviews, and stories about my journey from despair to declare, all meant to inspire you, shift your perspective, and break free from patterns that no longer serve you. This is my heart and my life and soul's mission. I'm excited you're here. Let's do this. I had to get a little direction today, so I had to go sit in my spirit zone. And I asked for some directions of what a lot of you guys are going through, and I asked for really clear direction for your highest good. And it's funny because there's three things that I was actually told to really focus on, and I'm going to break each one of those down for you so you guys understand what I'm going through, and then I'm going to give you a little bit of context, okay? Clearly, Spirit wants me to focus on searching for perfectionism, okay? And it's so hard today to not get caught up into the vicious cycle that is in your mind that makes you feel like, oh, if I lose 10 more pounds, or if I, you can beat my face, like, I think that's the term, like, with, like, makeup or whatever. And we really need to, let's just take a second and focus on that. What exactly is perfectionism on the spiritual sense? Here's the thing, when you're chasing the perfection and you get caught up into trying to be the perfect person and the savior of everyone in your life and your reality, it's going to mind fuck the shit out of you, excuse me, but it will. Because let me tell you why. Because you're going to be sitting there, right? And it's like these loops is what I call it. And I notice that I'm getting caught up or asphyxiating on something is if these loops start happening, right? Because typically, like I say, typically you process things, you listen to things, you process it, and you move on, right? Well, when you're caught in the loops and you continue to repeat and think about things from the past, and you're continuing to think about how this person wronged you, or how your husband's just getting on your last nerve, and your kid just ain't getting it, and you just be that one right here, you know. And at that point, he should be, you know, because he just turned 21. So, and you're focusing on the negatives, and they keep looping back around. You keep saying the same thing over again. You keep crying, or you're getting emotional, or whatever, with the same things. Okay, you're chasing perfectionism. And I've spoke about this in season one, but in this season, it's more prevalent because the world is more social media and more what you see and what you put off. And everybody gets caught up in it. I get caught up in it. And it's self-sabotage, and it's defeating your purpose of what you're trying to do. Because it's like when you have setbacks, you can get caught up in the loop of shoulda, coulda, woulda. And trust me, this last month or two, like, I am just shoulda, coulda, woulda, shoulda, coulda. This is your fault and stuff like that. And if you don't gather yourself, you're going to get stuck there, and you're going to block the energy and flow of the blessings or what is to come to you. Because you guys remember what I told you is that rejection is redirection. And, you know, it's so funny, you guys, like, I'll say this stuff on this podcast and this stuff will be happening to me in like live time, you know, like the photo live. And I just be pissed at the world and not understanding, like, what is going on? I don't get it. I try to live above board and do everything that spirit wants me to do. Are they even real? Oh my God, that's my thing. That's my favorite. This spirit stuff ain't real. I'm going to see a psychologist. Not a psychiatrist. A psychiatrist. One of them. And I promise you, just as quick as that word leaves my mouth, I can hear it. And something will happen in our house, or something will happen. And I'm like, okay, I got it. But I don't understand. You guys want me to do, you know, and I'll go on this whole tangent. And I have a, like, emotional breakdown on this stuff. And be crying like, oh my God, I don't understand. Something's wrong with me. Okay, so no, that's body dysmorphia, and I do have that, and it's so easy to go down that loop, not your ring where you're attracting good stuff, or you're attracting what is meant for you and lessons. It's like a self-sabotaging repeat. It's kind of like, what's that thing, the Sonic the Hedgehog, the Sony thing that goes in the loop, the little blue dude that goes in the loop and he just stays like, well, he fast. He go up and come out. Okay, so that's how we need to be thinking, but that's not how I get to thinking. And I know it's not how you guys get to thinking because Spirit had me talking about this. So let's just be careful because, and one thing I did use one of my tools that I use, and I'm going to read to you guys what I pulled. And it says, the most powerful patterns are created within the tiniest details. Pay attention. Okay. So that's another thing. This is the truth, y'all. So a lot of the things that happen is the details. People think it's the whole conversation, the whole bag of chips and corn of popcorns and hot dogs at the theater. It's not that. It's the details is what sets you apart from your setbacks, right? Because if you're just going, honestly, I just be going through it. I'd be on one. I ain't gonna lie. Because And I know I need to take phone calls and stuff. And I'm blessed. People say I'm blessed. Okay, we got it. You're blessed. We got that. Okay. We're just not right there with you right now. So I'm just saying, we got it the first time. Let me take a breath. We got it. That's all I'm saying, bro. We got it. But it's the details. Okay, so here's the thing. So when it's something like, if somebody's doing something and they're really elevating themselves and that's good. And you're just, it's like passive aggressive, narcissistic type of behaviors that people have. And it's funny because when you're talking to them, they talk about all the big things you're doing, right? But they don't focus on, it's the details. It's not the fact that you get up at 1 o'clock in the morning and you stay up the whole day until you crash out to 11 and you're back up at 1 to try to go to school and, to put everything into one day. But it's the details. It's like, just give credit where credit's due and, lift the next person up. If they've been trying their hardest to lose weight or whatever, and they've lost 3 pounds, it's not the 3 pounds, it's the effort that they were able to stick it out to get to the 3 pounds. That's my whole thing for you guys. The other things is we let go of our expectations of things. I didn't say standards, I said expectations. If we let go of our expectations of what we're expecting from other people and we just live 100% freely in the world and in the present, then everything will become clear and you won't be stuck so much on perfectionism. Now, this next part, what I'm going to talk to you guys about, and it's a good one. It's called Coming Apart. It says, now is the time to take separate paths. Okay. So, and the way that I pulled it, because I asked Spirit for your highest good, right? So sometimes when you're dealing with certain situations that you thought were going to go a certain way, you've got to wake up and realize that those situations could be a trick. It's like going to Alice in Wonderland, right? Ain't that the girl that she be eating a heart and she blow up or whatever? Yeah, that's her. So Alice in Wonderland, right? So remember she thought she was running and then it's like she was kind of psychedelic or whatever. And so that's the thing is sometimes when you feel like you're in those loops that I keep talking about, sometimes it's just you're in a situation and things are tricky and you're not able to fully see it for what it is. And sometimes that is a sign that it's time for you to separate yourself from that certain situation and it's time for you to walk away, right? Because you continuously stay in those loops and you're not getting clarity over the situation, right? Ooh, that's a tricky one. Because you know what it is? And sometimes you're meant to be in those situations for that reason. And it's just not advantageous for you to continue to stay in those situations, right? And we've all been in it. But I feel like when I was speaking with Spirit and I asked him about it, I feel like a lot of you are, you're there. And it's like you're ready to take the next leap of faith or you're ready to do what is best for you, but you're scared. But this is confirmation that it's okay for you to go ahead and take that step. Now, whatever that step may be in your life, you just need to make sure that you're doing it for your highest good and what is benefiting you. Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much cut and dry. So the next thing that we're going to discuss is being stuck in the mud and how Okay, so I'm talking about how to get yourself out of the loop. Let's look at this from a devil's advocate position. What if you're meant to just be still and just know that spirit and the universe is taking care of it? You're being invited to stop and savor the wonder of your life. So a lot of times people see setbacks as disappointments. What if it's spirit's way of telling you that you need to slow down, that you're going a million different directions and you're trying to keep it all together and be the savior for just everything in general and for the world that we live in, and that you need to take a time out and regather yourself and get yourself together? That's interesting, though, because everybody's telling you how to get out and, you know, rejection is da-da-da-da and all this other stuff. But maybe, you know, just think about it. Maybe this is a sign for you to stop and slow down and appreciate the life that you have and where you're at in your life. And, you know, you hear it. I heard it in a song. I think it's a Rihanna, the T.I. songs, Chasing Your, what's that song called? You chasing the paper. It's something like that. It's like, because you're paper chasing. You know, everybody, I don't care. Everybody understands that money is the root of all evil. It really is. Because you will see people that you never thought would behave in certain behaviors and how they act. And oh my God, you give somebody that's never had some money, and they give somebody that ain't never had $20,000, you ain't gonna be able to tell them nothing, honey. They gonna think they new fake rich. They gonna be out here balling out and doing their things. I mean, y'all saw it when the PPP loan came out. Yes, y'all did. And yes, you did. All y'all saw them people get them PPP loans and they thought they was rich. And no, they not. They new fake rich. Because let me tell you something. Somebody who has money, they don't act like that. They don't. I mean, you got people that, you know, that's newer rich and they act like that. But y'all saw it. All them people flexing with they Lambos. Stop playing with me. Stop. We know that's a rental, or you bought it with that PPP loan. Stop playing. Y'all, and this is a sidebar. I don't even understand. Ha, ha, ha. All them people that was able to get millions of dollars on a PPP loan. I still to this day don't understand. I don't understand. Because I was like, they had the one lady up there. She got the PPP loan and she out here balling out, going to Morocco in the pictures. Did I see Instagram will get you Insta locked up? I'm serious. Because, y'all, I don't understand it. The Instagram will get you instantly. You want me to tell you how you're going to get Insta famous? Because you're going to have an Insta mugshot. That's what I don't understand. How these people go get millions of dollars from the government and act like, do y'all know who the I to the R to the S is? That's like next to heaven. Like, girl, there is the Holy Spirit. There is our Father and everybody's source of their faith. And then there's the IRS. Sorry, guys. I'm going off, but I just never got it. It's like the girl that was in New York. She was up there posing on there like she got it like that. I was like, are they like instant? Like, I would never understand it. And y'all don't even off on the tangent, but I didn't understand it because I was like, how they gonna do that? Rule number one on some gangster stuff, spiritual gangster stuff, you don't go on Instagram flashing. Girl, please. You got me messed up. Girl, I would have been sitting back in coach, just chilling with the homie, offering everybody peanut. Y'all want a snack? You want a snack, bro? Y'all want a snack? We gonna be on this flight. We finna get some peanut. We finna eat good back here. That's what you do. You don't go on there flashing like you just, what do you think he is, Jeff Bezos? So I'm sorry. I just went off a whole tangent. So anyways, what I'm trying to say, I done lost my thought. I don't even know what I was saying. I just tickled myself. I don't get it. Okay, but anyways, back to what we were saying. Kumbaya, okay, we back. So basically means though, if we play devil's advocate, we can focus on the fact that maybe these whole setbacks these loops. They're like these redundant loops that people, I can feel y'all are going through these redundant loops. And you're stuck. Okay. You know, another time that I noticed that when you're really starting to feel that is when there's about to be a season change. Like if we go from winter to spring to summer to fall, right? Isn't that all the seasons? Yeah, but y'all get what I'm saying. Anyways, when there ain't no pollen and then the pollen come, that's like a season thing, right? So I noticed that too. And there's some people have a disorder. I think it's seasonal affective disorder or something of that nature. That's when you start feeling it, because there's a shift in energy. There's a shift in the spiritual realm. It shifts. And oh my God, I can really feel it. It's like, I just feel it. I'm like, oh my goodness, here we go again. Here we go again. And stuff like that. So sometimes take a step back and look. It may just be meant for you to sit still. And that's okay. And that's, you know, and that's what I really wanted to jump on here and keep this episode like short and sweet for you guys, because I definitely feel it. It feels like there's people are repeating their stuff, and then it's like they're in it, they're out of it. Look, either you're in or you're out. Either resolve it or dissolve it, period. I mean, it's just cut and black. And this week, I really feel that you guys really needed to hear like just point blank directed messages, and that's it. Next week's episode, I think I'm going to bring in a younger generation and let them kind of jump on here and explain to you guys what they're dealing with. Because not only, even though we're going through these loops, the mental health crisis out here for this younger generation, it really warranted some healing and some direction from someone that is there. So you guys just take it easy. And again, be still and let spirit work. Now, let me retract on that. Now, I did not say go be still into dangerous situations. What I said was mentally give your mind a rest, take a rest. And some of you, you know, some, I don't have the luxury to do that. Well, okay, we great. But in your head, you can be quiet. Stop playing with it. Stop playing with it. Y'all doing too much. Stop playing with it. Look at the whole situation. If it applies in your situation, then apply it. If it doesn't, then you need to turn back in and ask yourself, why is this? All right, guys, it's that time for me to beam my way back out your minds. Until next time, go beyond naming it and claiming it. Live it.